Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. And today, you're listening, if you're listening for the first time, you're entering in to a new place, a new season. The Bible says, "For seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness." What are those things? Well, if you need peace, he'll give you peace. If you need joy, he'll give you joy. If you need to smile, well, hallelujah, sit back and enjoy this next song.
Here's my worship. Take joy, make your dwelling, music. Wanna put a smile on your face, I breathe in my life. That's good, people of God say, I breathe in my life. And I love this part, it just says, so here's my worship smile, here's my life, Lord. Come on. Here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord.
You got it. Raise it a little louder now. Say, here's my worship.
Here's my worship smile.
Come on, raise it before him. Say it.
Here's my life, Lord, smile.
Oh, here's my
worship smile.
Give it all over to you, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord.
Come on, shout that out one more time. Here's my worship.
Here's my worship smile.
Come on, raise it before him. Say, here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord.
This time we're going to shout it out. Say, here's my worship.
Here's my worship.
Thank you.
David in the book of Psalms. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. So sing praises unto his name, for it is a pleasant, for it is pleasant, for the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for the peculiar treasure. The psalmist says, for I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. My beloved, I'm says, beloved, I wish above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. And because God wants to desire us to prosper and be in good health, it is the enemy's job to kill, steal, and destroy. So, my beloved, if you want to overcome the enemy's attack, his weapons, well, put on the whole armor of God and smile. See, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the psalmist experienced oppression, depression, but in Psalms 135, he said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Paul and Silas, when they were in prison in the midnight hour, they prayed and they prayed. And the shackles began to fall. And the doors of the gate began to open. Because they prayed and they prayed. So smile. representative of us, God. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship.
We were, the Bible says that we were created to praise, and we were coming to bring glory. So if we were a traveler, the Bible says the working of our warfare is not carnal, but it's the spirit that we fight against. It's not flesh and blood, but in spiritual wickedness in high places, as we are. Ministry, music, this is the mind and heal the soul. I've never had this much static in my dashboard, but we've got to, we have to trust in God that as we press to a higher mark in Christ Jesus, that God knows with his wisdom, knows the beginning and the end. And as we walk by faith, we must trust that God will order our steps. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So I believe in God, as we move forward throughout the next 2 hours, that the message not only be in the music but in the words. And at this time I have a guest that is tuning in, and I'm going to take this opportunity just to talk about palms. See, palms to Kingdom Focus with Deb Jackson Live is an acronym of prayer, outreach, evangelism, music, and serving in the kingdom of God. We have many authors that write poems about life, about life experiences, about their journeys, and about the birds and the bees. But tonight we're going to take and pause and invite our guests to share what palms mean to them. Caller, you're on the air. I'm going to just state the last four numbers, 1274. And if you'd like to introduce yourself, please share with us tonight. what Paul's mean to you.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear?
I can hear you.
You can hear or you can't hear?
I can hear you, and thank you. And I kind of prefer to stay anonymous, if you don't mind. I just kind of like tuned in to hear the music and your soothing, comforting words. And you probably are hearing an echo, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I apologize. That's because the other application is still up. Hold on just a moment.
I believe that's why the frequency.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, now the echo should be gone.
Okay, yes. Yes,
and,
yes. You were
saying about it was warbling on my end, so I couldn't tell if you were saying poems or if you were saying psalms.
Poems. Poems. P-O-E-M-S. Poems.
Oh. Oh, my. I have a lot of friends who are just incredibly into poetry. I'm more of a prose person myself. poems or words that are put together by the feelings of people in joy, in pain, in anguish, in jubilation, in aghast, in situations that just warrant the flow of that energy that they're experiencing at that moment in time. And some poems are just, you know, little blurbs that you hear that may be in passing, but other poems last a lifetime, lifetimes. And poetry can be just a verse, speaking, a talk, or it can be set to music, to song. It can be a work of art. It can be uplifting. They can be comforting in times of sorrow. That's how I feel about poems. And you put me on the spot here, so I wasn't expecting to speak, so thank you.
Well, may I ask, who was your favorite poet? Who is one? I know you've got several, perhaps, but who is your favorite?
Well, you know, Maya Angelou comes to mind immediately. But I've met many people in my walk that have that same essence of being able to pull out poetry. Maya Angelou-ish, I guess I could say. But if I had to mention one that was modern, it would be her.
Well, I believe that we are one in spirit, because as I was searching on the internet, poems of poets out of the 100 best poems, Maya Angelou was one of the few of the 100. And the one that I would like to share tonight is one entitled "I Know Why the Caged Bird
Sings."
So I hope you can hear me clearly, because I'm going to try to read a little of her poetry. It begins with, "A free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wing in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with a fearful trail, of things unknown but longed for still. And this tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. The free bird thinks of another breeze, and the trade wind soft through the sighing trees, and the fall warms waiting on a dawn bright lawn, and he names the sky his own. But a caged bird stands on the grave of dreams, his shadow shall on a nightmare screen. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The caged bird sings with a fearful trail of things unknown, but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. How you like that?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you for listening. We thank you for tuning in. And words have meaning. And the Bible says the life and death is in the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the psalmist, Psalm David, in Psalms 141, when he cried out, "Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the doors of my lips." See, many times we slip a word before we realize that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So if we, as Jesus spoke, he said, "Not my will, but thy will." And when we pray God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The next election is "I Will" by the Abundant Life Fellowship Church of Life. I'm going to go to the hospital.
In the good times, would you praise him in the bad times? Bible says, and everything that has blessed, praise ye the Lord. So, as we continue to lift up our hands and rejoice in Jesus' name.
Come on, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but praise is what I do. And I will praise Him for the rest of my day. Tonight, we want to just be with you that whatever you are going through, we want to just encourage you to know that trials will come, problems may be tested on every hand. Like Job, he trusted in the Lord. He believed that the Lord will work it out no matter what it, whatever it was, what he was going through. God was working it out for his good. And he'll work it out for your good. So my beloved, as we press to a mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus, as we close out another day and then into another morning, know this, that joy, weeping may be endured for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So let God work out whatever problem, whatever situation. Because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord. So sing a new song, saying, I will praise the Lord, for he's good. You can say, my God is an awesome God. He reigns. Or nothing but the blood of Jesus. All the blood. The blood of Jesus. Nothing can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You can sing. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Instead of thinking, you can meditate on the word day and night, that you prosper and be successful. You can sing, this little light is mine, I'm going to let it shine. You can sing, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice, for I will bless the Lord at all times, because he's working it out for my good. Thank you. Ready for a miracle. So tomorrow, wake up with expectation that whatever you ask in Jesus' name, it will manifest. See, if you have faith, Bible says, you're the grain of a mustard seed. You can ask whatever God will, and it will be. He will perform. You just got to believe. It comes by hearing the word of God. It's without faith. So, get ready for your mirror.
Fear not, O flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32. My beloved, Scripture tells us, don't be afraid. How many times have I said that to my children? I know that nightmares are not real, and not every barking dog bites. I know that eating spinach is not fatal, and that even the darkest night is followed by a bright sunrise. Yet still, they have fear. I cannot eat. I come to you like the child I am, Father, still afraid of the dark that lingers in my mind. You take great pleasure in me and anxious to give me your kingdom. But my fears hold me back. Lord, tonight my prayer is help me to trust in your love the way my children trust in mine. For only then will I experience the joyful life you have designed me to live. Thank you.
Every fourth Friday, commemoration of the anniversary of the crucifixion of Jesus, the gathering, the families and friends, to celebrate and praise. So join us every fourth Friday at the gathering of the Bible. For information, time, place, let's call it 717-779-15. Go to the church or ministry we like to host an event. We look forward to partnering with you. All yours too at 717-379-15. Listen to you know that the power of prayer is your armory. Your warfare against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's the communication with God. You pray. You're shaking the earth. The praying of prayers of faith. James says, if any man be on you, let him call for the elders to lay hands. So, use your authority. Any mind you that are afflicted, James says, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing song. Prayers of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if you have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. The Bible says that in James 5 and 16, that if we confess our faults one to another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. For the effectual work and prayers of the righteous man avails much. That is the power of prayer. Thank you.
God, the words of the prevail
We pray that the word stirred up on the inside will compel you to go forth, step out the boat, go forth, and speak out of the mouth what thus saith the Lord. Because God's word shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which it pleases. And it shall prosper in the things whereto it is sent. For God intends for his word, and you, my beloved, you need to ask him to make it so and pray his divine will, and your prayers will be answered. Won't you come and seek God? Luke 7:14. Take if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, God would open the window of heaven and heal the land. The harvest is plentiful, and the laborers are few. Will you choose this day to be the one of the 12 to go forth and spread the good news? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I'm going to go to the hospital. from all evil. And he said to them, which of you shall have a partner that shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, let me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and get thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give as many as he needs. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. You seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks, receives, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. And if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he? Or a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
You have not, because you ask. God is waiting. So shall you. You ask. Ask and think. Believe. Listening. Kingdom. With the rejects of life at midnight.
Even in the night, he's there for me. In the deepest dark, when I can't see, I listen close to his voice. As he whispers, I rejoice. I need to know him. His word is hidden in my heart. He gives me silence to hear his guidance when darkness comes and blackness falls. I recognize my Father's call. In dark instruction, His word is hidden in my heart. The worries number, He never slumbers. Come, He guides me into His arms and always keeps me safe from harm.
To see as you are. Yeah.
Friends, we thank you for listening in and supporting us in prayer and your giving. We come to a close. We want to just invite you to be a part of Paul. We have an evangelistic call to pray. If you have the time and the talent to volunteer to do outreach, if there's an evangelistic call, say yes to his will, yes to his way, and if you gotta go through, which we all must go through, with the music and the melody, come forth out of your belly, those rivers of living water. Praise him in the good time as well as the bad time. That's why we rely 7 days a week to minister music with the message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. And last but not least, Jesus came to serve, not to be served. God is calling you, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to do the work of ministry. As the Spirit of the Lord be upon you, go forth, make disciples, preach the good news. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's all about the kingdom on, kingdom focus, with Deborah Jackson I on www.lovetalkradio.com. So as we close this last hour of this segment, I challenge you to push your way through the next several weeks, several days, several months, throughout the year of 2016, a year of favor, a year of blessings. To pray for love. That's what the kingdom is all about. So, tune in tomorrow for a daily prayer.
Tonight, somebody
say tonight.
Tonight. We have gathered together here.
Let the kingdom of God be here. Focus 2016. We want to change.
Tonight,
be transformed.
Not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to
changing.
Record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe
you're giving
that
your
tonight?
Time, talent.
There's
going to
be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place.
In Jesus' name.
Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.